الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله تعالى صدق الله العظيم Most respected elders and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Indeed, it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sunnatullahi, the decision which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. That in every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything Allah ta'ala made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted fazilat, virtue of some over the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ Allah has granted fazilat over some over the others. If you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, look at the night, one poet, he explains very beautifully. He says that a certain occasion, the day and the night were discussing. So the day told the night, you know that they really speak, but now just poetry. So the day said to the night that, look, during my hours, during the day, the sun is so bright. The people can go out. The people can go and earn. And the people can do so many things in the day. In the night, what they do? So that night, answer to the day, that during the day they do so many things. During the night, majority of them sleep. But there are those few servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who stay awake during the night. And with the tears falling in their eyes, they make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They read the Quran, they make the ibadat. So is there any better fazilat than that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such that Allah granted fazilat to few over the others. If you see at the nights, you find the night of Laylatul Qadr is the afzal. If you look at the days, the day of Arafat, the day of Jumu'ah. If you look at the months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave fazilah to the month of Ramadan. Like that, different makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the malaika, we find Jibreel alayhi salam to be afzal. Look at all the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afzal. So amongst all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created malaika like Jibreel alayhi salam. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his normal form. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fainted. The whole sky got covered. The sun got covered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fainted. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, Jibreel alayhi salam came in his normal form. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I didn't show you my whole form. I only show you two of my wings. Some riwayat says Jibreel alayhi salam got 600 wings like that. Other riwayat says 600 pairs of wings like that. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am just a tiniest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made malaika like that. Some malaika, day and night, they do not disobey. No malaika disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some from the day of the creation till the day of Qiyamah, they're only making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some only in ruku, some only in sajda. So one side you get such beautiful creation like the malaika. On the other side you get such evil creation like the shayateen. Who day and night in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the most filthiest of place, doing the most filthiest of actions. And in between that we find this insan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted fazilat over every single creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the insan. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan and granted this fazila to insan, the malaika also objected. Ataj'alu fiha, you making this insan, putting them in the earth, they will cause corruption in the earth. They will spread bloodshed in the earth. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still granted fazila to this insan. To me and you, my dear brothers. And then amongst all these insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made different ummats. Allah sent Anbiya alayhi salam. Amongst all those Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them kitabs, different kitabs. Afzal al-kutub al-Qur'an. The most afzal of the kitab is the Qur'an. So being the afzal of the creation, the most virtuous of creation, amongst the most virtuous of the ummah, which is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the most virtuous of the kutub, the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Qur'an, with the most virtuous of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the most virtuous of every single makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted such fazilah to each one of us, my dear brothers. This itself is a reason for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ayat of the Quran, Allah is ahkamul hakimin, Allah don't have to explain. But yet, in some places Allah explains why Allah gave fazilat to certain things over the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Quran, unzila fihil, about Ramadan, Shahru Ramadan, unzila fihil Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, that's a reason for fazilat. Allah explained about Laylatul Qadr. Like that, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the fazilat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why this ummah was granted fazilat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin, the best of ummah. The tafsir of this ayat, the explanation of this ayat, is given to the, by that personality. It's not a normal mufassir, it's not a normal person. It is that personality which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِ نَبِيٌ لَكَانَ Umar radiyallahu anhu. If there was a Nabi to be after me, it will be Umar radiyallahu anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. That personality which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umar radiyallahu anhu is walking on one side of the road, shaitan will run away to another side. Yet he is explaining what is the fazilat of this ummah, why is that fazilat, why is that virtue upon the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says the answer for that is in the same ayat, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. This ummah was made, was sent, ukhrijat linnas, to the people, ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, to make amal bil ma'ruf wa nahya 'anil munkar. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted fazilat to this ummah for the same reason. What is the reason? The reason is that this ummah was made, this ummah was prepared, this ummah was given the responsibility of the anbiya alayhi salam. Why so many anbiya alayhi salam came to this earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted that same reason, that same fazilat to this ummah. There is a riwayat, a little bit kalam on that riwayat. The muhadithin explain, when you want to explain the fazilat of something, then you can use this riwayat, especially when it has an ayat to also explain the fazilat of the same thing. So on this riwayat is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one occasion, Dawud alayhi salam was having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dawud alayhi salam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Dawud alayhi salam, Ya Dawud, inni sanantu ala ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnat al-anbiya, wa aftaratu alayhim faridat al-anbiya. O Dawud, I have made that which was sunnat to the anbiya alayhim salam, I have made upon the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which was farz on the anbiya alayhim salam, I have made that farz upon the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, this dard, this fikr, this gham, this worry, which was in the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was in the heart of every other Nabi before Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them were cut off in pieces, some of them were killed, some of them a blade was taken and the skin was separated from the body. Why? Because of that fikr of calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moment he got this nubuwat, the moment he got that gham, fikr, worry, he also went out to call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came, this responsibility was given to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately he started making amal on it. He came to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, she accepts Islam. And he told Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, La rahata ba'da al-yawm. There is no more resting after today. That fikr was there, that dard was there. How come every single person, makhluk, will be linked to Khaliq? This makhluk will be turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will be brought to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people which were doomed to destruction, those people which not even the kings of that time, they were not ready to rule over those people. Such people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fikr, that gham, worry, pain inside him, took him to go and knock at a door of each of those people and brought each one of them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and changed their lives, that they became the rulers over the entire world. My dear brothers, this fikr carried on, not only in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum carried on with that fikr. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us fazilat. Allahu Akbar. Our elders explained today, why is the ummah in so much parishan, so much problem? They say the main reason is that we forgot. What have we forgot? We forgot what is our reason, the maqsad of our creation. The maqsad of our creation, the fazilat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to us, is not because we got a big car, is not because we got a very beautiful house, is not because we got so many zeros in our bank balance. The fazilat was because of this same dard, this same gham, this same fikr, of how we're going to bring every single makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single person, we're going to link them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we're going to make every single person such that in everything he looks, he'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we speak so much. Nowadays, you see in the social media, there's a page trending. They make hashtag Rumi, Rahmatul Ali. They speak about Mullah Rum Rahmatul Ali, such a great personality. If you go and see his qabr in Turkey, even the kuffar also go to read his books and to know about this, such a great personality. But how did he become Rum Rahmatul Ali? How that personality was created? He himself says, nothing happens like that. There must be a power behind, there must be a fikr behind, there must be the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind. And then he says, Maulvi hargiz nashud Maulai Rum ta ghulami shamsu Tabrizi nashud. He says, Mulana Rum will have never became such a great personality, will have never became an alim, will have never known who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he has become the slave of Shams Tabriz rahmatullah ali. But look at the fikr, the dard, and the pain which was inside the heart of Shams Tabriz. When he made dua and he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who shall I go and pass this fikr to? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through some indication, the Sufis, those people who got taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got his indication that go to Rum rahmatullah ali. At that time, Mulana Rum, what he was a philosopher. And if you know, this professor's philosopher, and he used to think about the world, how the world was created and all these things. And he was a great, great scholar of that time. And when he went, Shams Tabriz went to see Mulana Rum rahmatullah ali, and he sees Mulana Rum sitting in one room, and he sees all his the followers, all his students in front of him, and he had a pile of books. Now if you see those times, it wasn't like today, there's a printing shop like here, right here next door. Those times there was no printing shop. Those times they used to write by hand. So Mulana Rum, or the philosopher at that time, such a great scholar of the whole world, he wrote all his works by hand in his books, and he had a pile of books next to him. And he's sitting and he's teaching. And as he's teaching, Shams Tabriz comes with the sunnat libas, some patches in his clothes, looks like a poor beggar. And he comes in that place, in the classroom. And Mulana Rum looks at him, and he says, who's this person here? So the students went and asked, who are you? He says, no, I want to speak to Rum. So he came in front of him. So he says, what you want? So he says, I want to speak to you. So he says, I'm very busy, go out. I don't have time for you. So that pile of books was there. And next to the pile of books, there was a beautiful fountain of water. So Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, he kicked it. The whole pile of books fell down. Now if you know, a person who wrote everything by hand, he don't know what, when he's going to get that inspiration again. So he got very upset. So he said, what you see? What you did? So Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi asked him, H.S., what is this? What is all these books? So Mulana Rum rahmatullah told him, he asked tu namidani. It's such a thing which you don't have understanding of. It's something very high for you. So Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, he went into the fountain of water. He took out all the kitabs like that. The kitabs were not, the water didn't touch the kitabs. They were not wet. They dried, totally dried. The dust on top of it was. He took it out and he put on top of it. So when you see this miracle of Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, so Mullah Rum asked, what is this? So Shams Tabriz told him, this is such a thing which you cannot understand. So my dear brothers, this is that fikr, that gham. How can we go to the person, bring him from whatever he is and link him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In different ways. Make dua for that person. Beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person. I'll just conclude now. There was a great personality in our country, Haji Baipadia rahmatullah ali. Once he was in Spingo, and there was a person there. He knew that this person, he's addicted to drinking. So Haji Baipadi rahmatullah ali, he had that gham, that fikr, that worry in his heart. How can I change the life of this person, link him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he went to that person and told him, come with me for 3 days. So that man told him, I cannot come with you, I'm busy, I got this thing. So he said, what you do? He says, I'm a driver, I drive. So he says, no problem, we need a driver right now, take us. So they took him. And whilst he's spending 3 days now, the driver away is going to sleep. He had to sleep in the masjid. So in the night, he used to wake up and hide himself from everyone, take his bottle and go and drink outside. So one night, Haji Baipadia see that this man, he woke up. So Haji Saab went to the musalla. And he saw the man walking over there, he raised his hand, he's making dua, ya Allah Ta'ala, this man is a diamond. This man is a diamond. If I let him go like that, if you don't connect him to you, what will happen to him? And he starts making dua and he starts crying and crying. And this man is walking and he sees Ajibai Padia with his bottle in the hand. And he sees Ajibai Padia rahmatullahi alayhi crying for him. And that thing affected his heart. That dard, that gham, that fikr, that tear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man says, I went out, I threw that bottle, and from that day I stopped completely. I came to Haji Baipadiya Sahab, and I told him, Haji Sahab, do you have so much fikr for me? Do you have so much worry for me? So he says, you are the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear brother, this is our responsibility. This is the reason why Allah gave us fazilat. All these neighbors we see, all these friends of ours, they're non-Muslims. In the day of Qiyamah, they'll be holding our collars. They say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they knew about Islam. They knew about the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they let us go like that. So my dear brothers, this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah, we see our children, we see our neighbors, we see the whole ummah going to one direction. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot do anything with our hands, in fact we cannot even change our own hearts, how are we going to change other people? Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to guide everyone else. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.